Iran's membership is an ugly stain on the commission's credibility. In our view, it cannot stand.
Linda Thomas-Greenfield is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She's calling for Iran to be removed from the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, saying it cannot do its work when it's being undermined from within. She's talking about the Islamic Republic of Iran's response to weeks of protests sparked by the September 26th death of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old woman from the Kurdistan province. Amini was arrested by the morality police for allegedly wearing an inappropriate hijab, and her death has sparked protests worldwide. Thomas Greenfield's call for Iran's expulsion follows similar calls from Iranian activists and human rights groups.
This is a moment to act with moral clarity. Now, I'll be honest, this is not going to be easy, and change is not going to come overnight. But right now, the status of women in Iran is the status of women everywhere. Women are counting on us to do the right thing.
The Security Council meeting was called by the United States and Albania under what's called the ARIA formula. That's a procedure that lets the Council bypass some of its usual formalities in order to do certain things. For example, to hear from non-Security Council members or outsiders like non-governmental groups or individuals. Iranian human rights activist Shirin Ebadi is a Nobel Peace Prize laureate.
The fact that finally Iranian voices of protest are heard in the international community brings a sense of hope to the people of Iran.
She's calling on countries to withdraw their ambassadors from Iran and to stop giving any support to the current regime. Nazanin Bonyadi is an Iranian-born actress and activist.
To be clear, this uprising is not just about draconian dress codes. However, the compulsory hijab has become the most visible symbol of the subjugation of Iranian women. Now, Iranian men and women stand shoulder to shoulder against the Islamic Republic's gender apartheid regime.
She says the issue has wide implications.
The Islamic Republic isn't just a threat to its own people. Its human rights abuses have become one of its primary exports.
Iran had lobbied Security Council members to boycott the meeting. The country denies any wrongdoing, blaming violence on foreign enemies. But Iran was not without allies on the Security Council. China's ambassador says it's an internal matter that Iran can take care of without foreign meddling. Russia's ambassador also spoke out.
We want to condemn the cruelty of the law enforcement bodies. Do we want to recall the killing of George Floyd by policemen and then the wave of protests afterwards? Do we want to? What about Ashley Babbitt, who was shot to death by the security of the Capitol during protests last year? Do we want to talk about that?
The ambassador of Albania, who co-hosted the meeting with the U.S., says the end of the meeting does not mean the end of attention, saying, "We will not be indifferent. We will not stay idle."
So my message to all those who are on the streets today is, don't be discouraged. Don't lose hope. Dictatorship is always fed by fear. Don't feed it.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.